Power has been restored to more than 20,000 homes and businesses across the state, but at least 7,000 are still without power after another round of severe weather hit Wisconsin last night.
Governor Scott Walker has declared a statewide state of emergency, saying in a release today that the administration is ready to provide resources to all of the affected communities.
And nearly 500 passengers that were stuck on two Amtrak trains for nearly 24 hours because of the flooding have finally started traveling home to their destinations.
With us now to talk about all of this weather news is Marcia Krantz. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Milwaukee. Marcia, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
So the latest news here is that Governor Scott Walker has declared a statewide state of emergency for Wisconsin. How unusual is it from a weather perspective to have this statewide state of emergency declared because of a weather event?
I can't imagine it's a very normal occurrence just to have the whole statewide possibility impacted. So that's a pretty big thing.
Talk about some of the hardest hit areas from the storm last night and what weather conditions were like.
Last night, thunderstorms rolled from basically Mauston all the way east through Fond du Lac and Sheboygan during the afternoon hours. And that produced straight-line winds with lots of tree damage, power line damage, and then also brief tornadoes spun up right along that line. So there were multiple reports of tornadoes just from one large storm system.
Yeah, and was this one really large storm cell, or was it a combination of storms that just kind of happened to come together?
Well, it was a cluster of thunderstorms that formed into a line. And then we had just the right conditions so that tornadoes would be able to briefly spin up in just the right spot along the lines. So that's how it goes sometimes. And we had the right environmental conditions. We were expecting this to be a problem. It's just you have to watch the storms as they go about and then issue warnings as necessary.
And I want to confirm, too, we had been hearing, reports of tornadoes, things that looked like possible tornado damage. Has it been confirmed now that tornadoes did touch down in some of these areas that you mentioned?
There were tornadoes, and the only confirmation point that we have at the moment is an EF1 near the Brandon area, and that is in far southwest Fond du Lac County. I know that the storm damage surveys are still ongoing. There's a lot of trees and structural damage to take a look at, and so the ratings are still happening. And so it's not that there weren't multiple tornadoes, because there definitely were. We just don't have the exact track and strength of every one of them laid out quite yet.
And Dane County had a particular interest in the weather of this week. Much of Dane County, western Dane County, the area around Madison, Cross Plains, Black Earth, still reeling from some flooding from last week. How did Dane County fare after the storms yesterday?
Yeah, Dane County had just under an inch, so about 3/4 of an inch of rain last night. They got pretty lucky. Areas to the north, from Fond du Lac to Montello to Mauston, had anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5 inches.
We are talking right now with Marcia Krantz. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Milwaukee. And for a lot of the states, Marcia, the skies are looking pretty clear today. The sun is out. We may go a couple of days without rain. We might think, okay, the flooding risk is over. But for some areas, it sounds like there's going to be an increased flooding risk. Can you talk about what some communities might be looking at in the coming days?
Well, yes, I mean, everyone is very sensitive to any additional rain. Within the past 2 weeks, areas toward central Wisconsin, like from Toma, Mauston, Montello, Fond du Lac, even to Ozaukee, have seen 10 to 15 inches of rain. And even western Dane County saw those 15 to 19 inches in one in a 24-hour period. That was a couple weeks ago, but everyone is very sensitive to any additional rain. We will be dry Thursday, and then our next chance for showers and thunderstorms is Thursday night. And we do have another better chance for showers and thunderstorms again Friday night into Saturday. So we are watching for the potential for another, say, inch of rain. And again, everyone's just sensitive to any additional rain. It's going to take a little while for the rivers to come down out of their flood stages. So everyone is watching.
I tend to think of August as being one of the drier months of the year, the time of the year where grass is looking pretty brown. Not this August, it's sounding like. In terms of rainfall levels, are we getting near record levels for an August?
You know, I would imagine we are getting toward those record levels for August. It is one of the wetter Augusts, as you were saying. This of course is higher, but I'm not sure how close we are to that record.
And as we go forward here, do we know anything, long-term predictions about, whether we're going to see, I'm coming at this from someone who is obviously not a meteorologist, but does this tell us anything about what kind of weather or what kind of forecast we might be seeing in the fall and into the winter as well?
I think the winter is going to be a little bit milder. And I can tell you, like, even next week might actually be a little wetter. I'm better at the 7-day forecast than our seasonal forecast here, but we are looking at more of an active weather pattern for next year. Next week. However, we do have El Nino conditions on the horizon, and so that could give us a little milder conditions this winter.
And we're going to have to leave it there. Marcia, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Marcia Krantz is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Milwaukee, and she was with us to talk about the round of severe storms that came through the state last night and caused some serious problems.